Diamond Aircraft reports a strong 2011. The Kansas City Police are buying new MD-500Es. And the Machinists Union votes to strike Air Canada. This is Aero News. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for downloading this AeroCast. Here's what's up in aviation for Monday, February 27th, 2012. Diamond Aircraft has released its 2011 delivery numbers, and they show a strong fourth quarter. Diamond's 185 units delivered for the year was 33% above 2010. Peter Maurer, CEO of Diamond's North American Operations, credits new models introduced since 2009 for the upturn and says, quote, "We are cautiously optimistic but conservative with our production plans. It is clear that with the economic downturn of late 2008, many customers had put their purchase plans on hold. 3 years later, although uncertain economic conditions persist in various parts of the world, we are now seeing increasing interest from both private as well as commercial markets and will consider further increases in our 2012 production rates in response to demand." Unquote. The Kansas City Board of Police Commissioners has approved the purchase of three MD-500E helicopters for use by the Police Patrol Support Unit for airborne law enforcement. The selection of MD helicopters was made after a six-month RFP process, which included proposal review and product demonstration by four vendors. The KCPD was one of the first law enforcement agencies to implement airborne helicopter patrol in the early 1970s, using the Hughes 300. The decision to upgrade the fleet was made after years of successful operation using OH-6 military surplus aircraft. The new 500s will include an infrared camera, video downlink, night vision compatibility, a high-powered searchlight, and a mapping system. U.S. Airways' wholly-owned Express subsidiary PSA has reached a tentative agreement on a new contract with Council 75 of the Association of Flight Attendants, which represents PSA's 268 flight attendants. The Master Executive Council must first approve the agreement before it can be sent to members for consideration. That's expected in the next few weeks. The National Mediation Board and mediator Gary McGuckin assisted with the negotiations. Details will not be made public until the deal is presented to members for ratification. The agreement would cover 268 flight attendants based in Dayton, Knoxville, and Charlotte. After 9 months of face-to-face bargaining, the membership of the International Association of Machinists and Aerospace Workers, the largest union at Air Canada, has voted to reject a proposed tentative agreement. The members have also voted 78% in support of strike action. The union says that adjusted for inflation, its members at the airline have been falling behind each year for over a decade, while executives have walked away with millions of dollars in their pockets. The IAM represents the airline's approximately 8,600 mechanics, baggage handlers, cargo agents, and certain finance and clerical staff. The airline assures customers they can continue to book Air Canada flights with confidence and that it will provide further updates as developments warrant. The union says it will be meeting this week to prepare for a return to bargaining. A 1968 Beech 58 Baron went down in an elementary school playground in Cypress, Texas, about 7 p.m. Central Time Thursday night. The pilot, who was the only person on board, suffered serious injuries, according to the FAA preliminary report. KBMT Television in Beaumont, Texas, cites information from State Trooper John Sampa in reporting the pilot was en route from West Houston to Vicksburg when he began to experience engine trouble. A nearby field, which was his best apparent option for an off-airport landing, turned out not to be available because of children playing baseball there. So he tried to land nearby, went through some fences, and came to a stop on the Warner Elementary School playground. The pilot was transported to a local hospital. A Good Samaritan who pulled him from the plane said he seemed to be conscious. No damage was done to the school and classes resumed normally on Friday. Still ahead, Reno's fire chief recalls last year's disaster at the races. There's finally a Wings webinar for pilots of gyros and PPCs. And an award-winning CFI has the same name as an iconic TV lawman. You're listening to Aero News.
Diamond Aircraft's new DA-40 Diamond Star XL includes all popular Diamond options, combined with the sensational new Garmin GFC700 Autopilot, a higher performance power plant, and increased gross weight. This makes the Diamond Star XL the perfect choice for affordable personal flying. The Diamond Star XL features equipment and enhancements that increase performance, capability, safety, convenience, and comfort. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3220.
We're back to wrap up your Aero Briefing for Monday, February 27th. I'm Paul Platt. The Popular Rotorcraft Association has received approval to grant FAA Wings credit to pilots participating in a webinar this Thursday evening at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. It's titled Radio Use in the Traffic Pattern by Pilots of Light Sport Aircraft. While aimed at gyroplane pilots, the webinar will also be useful to pilots of other low-mass, high-drag aircraft such as powered parachutes, and also to pilots of larger, faster aircraft wanting a better understanding of what to expect when flying with these slower aircraft in the pattern. The presenter will be PRA Vice President Tim O'Connor, a CFI and Fast Team representative. The webinar is free. All you'll need is a Windows-based computer with a fast internet connection and speakers or headphones. You can register online at PRA.org. The Popular Rotorcraft Association is celebrating its 50th anniversary in 2012 and is the only U.S. organization devoted exclusively to pilots and builders of personal rotorcraft. Speaking at a convention of firefighters in San Diego recently, Reno Fire Chief Michael Hernandez recounted the actions of his and other departments on September 16, 2011, when Jimmy Leeward's P-51 went down at Reno. The online magazine Firehouse reports Hernandez says that firefighters at the National Championship Air Races had triage areas set up within minutes of the accident. He said that the department had recently conducted a drill that was called A Bad Day at the Races, which prepared his firefighters for the eventuality they hoped would never come, but did. Quote, all the crews involved participated. People knew what they had to do. Unquote. Hernandez said that 58 patients were transported to hospitals within 62 minutes of the accident, the golden hour which gives them the best chance for survival. He also had praise for REMSA, a paramedic service operating in Reno, for its assistance in providing EMS services during the crisis. He said preparation and teamwork likely saved many lives. Phoenix Sky Harbor International Airport and SunPower Corp. dedicated a 5.4-megawatt high-efficiency SunPower solar power system last Wednesday. The system is expected to generate the equivalent of 51% of the electricity demand at the airport's rental car center, two East Economy parking garages, and toll plaza, saving $4.7 million over the next 20 years. The project was facilitated in part by Arizona Public Service Company's Renewable Energy Incentive Program, which offers financial incentives to customers that help offset up to 40% of the costs of installing solar energy. According to estimates provided by the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, the system is expected to offset the production of more than 5,500 tons of carbon dioxide per year. A controversial series of YouTube videos mocking a flight attendant's bosses at American Airlines has morphed into an all-out grassroots movement to remove the upper management team now running the company, which filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection in November. A website has been created to allow American employees, the traveling public, and workers everywhere to sign the petition online asking that the leadership at American be replaced during the reorganization. Once 250,000 signatures are collected, the petition will be turned over to Judge Sean Lane, who's presiding over the bankruptcy case. Galen David, a 24-year flight attendant with American, has been joined in this campaign by thousands of supporters drawn in by his videos and blogs. He comments, quote, the response from other American Airlines staff and the general public has been overwhelming and has only given me determination to shine a spotlight on the reckless mismanagement that has been occurring at American for over a decade. It is time for fresh, visionary leadership at AA that will make it an airline that people love to fly and to be a part of once again, unquote. And finally today, the Doug Doty Vertical Flight Foundation and Hillsborough Aviation have announced that this year's Doug Doty Memorial Scholarship for Turbine Transition has been presented to a flight instructor named Cordell Walker. This is the foundation's first Bell 206B3 Jet Ranger scholarship. The purpose is to help helicopter pilots advance to the next level in their training and make positive contributions to the aviation industry. While still a senior at high school, Walker received a $2,000 scholarship toward helicopter training. In April of 2008, he got his private and started his commercial training. He's completed the Robinson Safety Course as well as a helicopter police pilot program with Blue Sky Aviation of Tulare, California. During this program, he assisted in finding a missing child, as well as provided overwatch for high-risk arrest warrants. Walker got his CFI in 2009. He hopes to eventually set up a law enforcement air unit in Washington County, Oregon, west of Portland. Of course, if you Google Cordell Walker, you'll see that's the full name of Walker Texas Ranger, the character in the TV show starring Chuck Norris. Cordell Walker, the CFI, is just a little bit too old to have been named after the TV character, but I'm sure he takes some kidding about it, especially from people who've seen a video on YouTube entitled Chuck Norris Lands an Airliner. If you haven't watched it, it's pretty hilarious. Maybe the real Cordell Walker will want to stick with helicopters. That's the latest from Aero News. Remember to check out the ANN special feature. Today, CFI Bob Miller asks, how many accidents blamed on icing are actually stalls? And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts at iTunes, Odeo, or at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Platt. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.